biggest takeaways from the first weekend of matches?
Lessons learned, maybe. One impact player for Ohio State did a number on us when it really counted. And that's an impact player. We have some, but we're also really, really balanced. And so I think we're just kind of discovering who to go to when. And we are learning more about completing assignments and just all the things that happen in the pre-conference that we need to learn. And so, you know, yeah, it stung a lot. It stung. I think those are the harder ones when you go 2.5 hours and end up 2 points down. But I really do think the team, it stung bad enough for it to not be forgotten.
When you're trying to figure all these things out early in the year, and then you got to go to Puerto Rico and play a couple of really tough ranked teams, and then, I mean, everyone's going to be good there. I mean, are you excited for that? Are you excited to see how your team handles those kind of matches?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's kind of why we scheduled it. We know we're going against, honestly, the best volleyball in the country. You know, just there are 320 teams. These are some of the top 10 in the country. And on any given day, 10 to 20. So we will get to see great volleyball. They will challenge us to our core, you know, of how tough are we? How disciplined are we? How together are we? How united? You know, all those things that really matter when it comes to becoming a championship team in a season. You know, last season we were, but it's a whole new season, and it's a whole new dynamic on our court. And so that's something I think the team really has to learn, how to unite all the personalities. Even though we have a lot of returners, when you change one thing on the court, personality-wise, it's a whole new dynamic. And so that's what we're working on.
Coach, how did that come about, going to Puerto Rico, competing in a tournament down there? How did that come about? Were you guys invited to that? How exactly did that work?
It's the first year to do this, and we got an invitation to make this trip, not knowing who our opponents would be, honestly. We knew that they would try to get some really great teams there, but we were, I think, one of the first to commit to this tournament over a year ago. So when we started to see the teams that were coming, it was getting tougher and tougher, and so, you know, that's kind of what we were looking for. But it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of a challenge, and hopefully nice weather. Not that we get to really go out and spend a lot of time in the weather, but I don't think any of the players have ever been to Puerto Rico, and neither have I, honestly. So we're hoping to make it a fun team trip as well.
Disappointed in, I know you're disappointed in the loss. Disappointed in what you saw, though, for the weekend, or a little bit of both?
Yeah. Boy, I saw some awesome stuff. You know, just having, you know, the part about the returners that we do have, from Ipley to Babers to, you know, Blake and McGee and Hardesty, you know, those guys, and Nettles played amazing. Just that kind of rhythm that they do have, that they were looking for again since December, since most of them have played together, given a spring of injuries. I just saw some really well-timed plays. I saw a lot of deception in our offense. We drew blocks with the kids that I wanted to draw a block with and left open the hitter that got the ball, and some amazing defensive plays. So I'd say overall, and I think our numbers showed it, we out-hit, out-blocked, out-dug all of our opponents, and didn't outscore one of them at the very end. But, it was I was really pleased for the most part this early in the season.